FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The price of petrol is going up by between 58 and 67 cents a litre next Wednesday. The Department of Minerals and Energy has released the price adjustments. On the coast, the price of diesel will drop slightly by between 4 and 9 cents, depending on the sulphur content. Illuminating paraffin will be cheaper by 26 and 29 cents a litre, and the cost of LP gas will go down by 19 cents. The department's Robert Maike says the fuel costs have been impacted by increasing oil prices and a stronger rand against the dollar.
The rand cushioned the prices by over 10 cents a litre. The department imposed a slate levy of 21.92 cents per litre on both petrol and diesel in line with the self-adjusting slate mechanism rules. There's also an annual adjustment to the pipeline and road transport costs.
eThekwini Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda says the city is ready to host a safe Easter weekend. He says both Durban Tourism and the Metro Police have pulled out all the stops to ensure a fun and incident-free period.
Our integrated safety plan to ensure that safety of residents and visitors include the following. Firstly, multidisciplinary static and mobile roadblocks, conducting foot, motorcycle, and vehicle patrols at potential flashpoints, areas, and tourism precincts. High visibility patrols on national roads, secondary roads, and areas identified as crime hotspots in the city.
Jacob Zuma won't be eligible for a seat in parliament or provincial legislature in the upcoming general elections. IEC chairperson Mosotho Moepia made the announcement a short while ago.
In the case of former President Zuma, yes, we did receive an objection, which has been upheld. The party that nominated him has been informed, and so the objectors are being informed.
The newly formed Umkhonto weSizwe party had nominated the former president as its presidential candidate, but the constitution does not allow those with criminal convictions and sentences without an option for a fine to be elected. Cape Town was shaken by an earthquake yesterday. The Council for Geoscience has confirmed a 1.4 magnitude tremor jolted the mother city just after 5:30 in the evening. Several residents reported their experiences on social media, with some saying everything shook, rattled, and rolled. And four of Canada's largest school boards are suing social media platforms. They are accusing networks including Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok of disrupting student education. The boards say the companies have negligently designed and marketed addictive products that are rewiring the way students think, act, behave, and learn. They've also cited significant problems with pupils' attention. The three Toronto boards and one in Ottawa are seeking at least 56 billion rand from the companies. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.